Last couple of months, my wife has been working in accounting with Miss Denise. It's been such a blessing to her to be, you know, integrate there in the ministry and help Miss Denise out. And you know, every time that I get a chance to pray over the offering, I declare multiplication in the bucket or in the plate. And the last couple times that Laura has counted the offering, more money shows up. Extra 50, extra 20. And so we believe it's that multiplication. So yeah, so every time you put something in there, there's a multiplication. Amen. So hallelujah.
It goes through two people.
Yeah, it goes through two people. They count it, make sure it's all, they cross their T's, they dot their I's. This is the final amount. Then she gets it. She's the third person to make sure it's right, and there's more money.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, so if you have any money you want my wife to count, let us know. You were thinking that, weren't you? There we go. Okay. Before I begin, I'm going to minister prophetically. I just believe, you know, we're in the presence of God. The glory is here, and just in God's presence, everything is. Amen? Amen. So we're just going to minister prophetically. If I can figure out how this thing works. Here we go. Sister over here, you're new tonight, right?
Yes.
What's your name?
Fatima.
Fatima, how are you, Fatima?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, everybody, shut your hands to Fatima. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for Fatima, for the call of God that's on her life. Lord, that you have brought her here with a purpose. Fatima, the Lord says there's destiny in your name. There's destiny. God has called you to be a woman of destiny, not a woman who's going to be one who just stays within the status quo. I see you as one who's troubling the waters. I see you as one who just does not like the status quo. If you see things the way they are, you just don't like it. That's not the way it should be. You cause things to happen. I see you're a mover and a shaker and a quaker, says the Lord. I've given you an anointing to move and to make things happen, says God. Even though the Lord says you may be short in stature, you're big in the spirit, that your steps carry a lot of weight. God says he has given you, deposited in you an anointing to trouble things, to make so that people recheck the way things are and just put things back the way they should be. A lot of people have gotten used to the way things should be. They just follow status quo. Well, I guess this is the way it's going to be. It's going to stay. And you say this is not the way it's going to be. You are an instigator. You are a catalyst who comes in and makes things happen. Yet you do not change in those things. You just make things happen. God says it's okay. I've called you to rub people the wrong way because that's a gift that I've put in you. One, to stand up in the spirit of Elijah, to call sin a sin, and to call things as they are, says the Lord. And it's in the boldness I've given you that things are going to happen. The power of God is going to be flowing through you, says the Lord. Never settle for second best. Never settle for what looks right or should be right. Stand for what is right. And in that place where you stand, the Lord says, when you've done all you can do, stand, says the Lord, and watch. As I'm watching your back, I'll make things happen through you as you work in my word, proclaiming my truth, says the Lord. You're going to see things happen. I see almost like you're on a bulldozer and you're running and you're just knocking things down because it's just these old things that have been standing for years and years as they become religion. I don't like this. We're going to knock these off. We're not going to fix this. We're going to knock it down, raise it, to destroy it, and build it up the way it should be from the ground up. So the Lord says, I've caused you to be that way, to cause people to rub people the wrong way, to be a mover and a shaker, and one who even like Paul and Silas, they said, these men exceedingly trouble our cities. That's right. You're going to exceedingly trouble cities and people because you're going to call them to account. I've called you to call sin as sin, to call things as it should be, because I've given you that anointing to do so, says the Lord.